Hof Alef Eir, Wednesday the 21st of May, Rabbi Yanki Wiesenfeld, the Shliach Tzibah made a mistake.
So today's shiur is being given Leila Nishmas Mashveh Zichron Lavrocha, Rabbi Fryim Fishel and Rabbi Olaria. Those of you who haven't yet had a L'chaim, please, and even if you have, go and have another one. Take it over there in the corner. The Ma'ase Shoyo Kachoyo, a story, an event occurred in a Beis HaMedrash locally. I have, after the story went around and people heard about it, I did discuss it from, we once addressed this matter from this pulpit in the Halacha Shia before Torah Way. But today we're going to expand it and discuss it in more detail, try and put it all together again, and also hopefully it'll reach a wider audience. The Ma'ase Shoyo was like this. In one of the Bottom Midrashim locally, there was a Shliach Tzibur who was davening Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. And he finished Kedusha, and he said, Ato Kodosh, so that tells you straight away it was a Nusach Sfar place. And he got to, Baruch Ato Hashem, okay, La Kodosh, Doilem answered, Omein, and he then said, Ato Choyne L'Odom Das. By the time he got to L'Odom, or so, yeah, people, there was already uproar in Shul. And people shouted, Ato Echot, Ato Echot. So he stopped, he thought for a minute, and then he carried on, because it was the Sfad, Baruch Ato Hashem Choynein Hadoas, and then he went back to Ato Echot. That's what he did. He paskened for himself, so to speak, on the spot, what to do. Let's assume there was no rabbi present. There's no problem, Mari Alocha B'fei Rabbi, the Olam did not shout anymore beyond the initial correction. Yeah, and the Shaila is, did he do the right thing? So, boss? So, let's discuss it, okay? So, the first thing to mention is the Bahetef brings down B'Shem the Shlach HaKadosh. It's kedai to note, the Bahetef brings down B'Shem the Shlach HaKadosh, that somebody who makes a mistake in the Tefillah of Shabbos and starts the weekday Shemone Esra, he writes there, Yidag Kol HaShabbos. The person should be worried and nervous the whole of that Shabbos. It's a bad omen. It's inauspicious. The Alkut Yosef says, as a result of that, he says, because of that, Lochein, Toi v'nochon l'ispalo m'toi chasidur. A person ought to daven from the Siddur, and therefore he'll be able to see the Tefillah Shabbos in front of him, and he won't make this mistake, because it's not good news if one does. But this Shliach Tzibur clearly, right, was totally incompetent. He wasn't looking in the Siddur. He wasn't concentrating on his Tefillah. I don't know where his mind was, but it certainly wasn't in the Chazoras HaShatz of Shabbos. And although he accepted the duty to be a Shliach Tzibur, l'chora he was failing in his duty, and he'd have to reflect whether or not he's a suitable candidate to be a Shliach Tzibur. I'll give you the Loshon of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hayodeh ba'atzmoy, the Mishnah Berurah says about a Shliach Tzibur, Hayodeh ba'atzmoy, she'enoy boki ma'oid, somebody who knows about himself, he knows himself, that he's not an expert, and he knows that he's not sure that he's going to make no mistakes, he shouldn't agree to be a Shliach Tzibur in the first place. So this person needs to reflect on his position as a Shliach Tzibur. I think the Gabba also needs to reflect.
What did he say?
We don't know what he said in the silence, Shemone Esra, although that will come up later. The Gabba also needs to reflect.
Doesn't say that.
Okay. This quote I gave you was from the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. I owe Rabbi Hamer a plug anyway for the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Shir, which has just started Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. So if anybody's interested, we finished Hilchas Tanis, just started Rosh Hashanah, it's every morning after Torah Way, and there's a notice outside, they're starting one here in the evenings as well. Rabbi Aaron Jacobson's going to be giving a Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah here daily as well. And as I said, we just started Hilchas Mishnah Berurah, Tovkuf Pei Aleph. And the quote I've given you is from there, because we just learnt the qualifications of a Shliach Tzibur. Right? It says there, these are the qualifications of a Shliach Tzibur, and in addition to that it says, that by slichas, it might be better sometimes to pay a Shliach Tzibur, because then you won't have other people who are unsuitable wanting to be a Shliach Tzibur. Anyway, this is the lot of the Mishnah Berurah, so that's what I'm saying, that Shnei Atzma needs to reflect. The Gaba also needs to reflect, because we learned that the Gaba has to appoint somebody who is the Yosa Hogun, the most respectable. This was in Hilchas Tovkopeyev, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. The Yosa Gadol Batorya, the biggest Talmud Chacham, and Merutza Lekol, somebody who is pleasing and acceptable to the Tzibur. And clearly, so the Gabbai got it wrong. The Shliach Tzibur should never have accepted the Kibbutz because he wasn't worthy. The Maaseh, he messed up, but he decided to continue to Choinen Adoas and then to go back to Ato Echod, right? And the question is, yeah, having made the mistake, yeah, when he then davened until Choinen Adoas and then went back to Ato Choinen, so he finished the Brocha, Boruch Ato Hashem, Choinen Adoas, and then went back to Ato Echod, right? The question is, did I do the right thing or did I get it wrong? That's the question. There's a good chance that I got it wrong. And therefore I'm going to say the disclaimer here. We'll find out soon whether I got it right or wrong. But I'm not a rov, I'm not a poisek. I'm here just to stimulate thought and discussion. And I hope in Yitzchem this thing doesn't occur. But if it does, then we have to deal with it another time. Let's examine the shaila at two levels. Number one is the din of the individual who makes a mistake. And then we'll go on to level two, which will be the shliach tzibur who makes a mistake. Going to learn a short four lines of Gemara in Brochus, because the Gemara in Brochus, there are three diyukim that we need to take out from it. Rav Yehuda Mashmol said, "Hoya oimed betfila." This is on a weekday. A person that starts davening a Shmoneh Esra, v'niska she'es palel. Right, he goes somewhere and they're davening a mincha, and he thinks, "Okay, I'll chap around a mincha. I'll daven now." Yeah, and he's forgotten that he davened Mincha Gedolah this afternoon at 1:45. He's already davened Mincha. He starts davening with the Tzibur, and he realizes in the middle that he's already davened once. He's davening a second time. The halacha is Poisek Vafilu Be'emsa Brocha. Wherever he is, he stops. He doesn't have to carry on. He's already davened. Frein Gemara, Eini, V'omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Ki Avinu Be Rabba Barafur Bormenei. When we were by Rabba Barafur, we asked him a shala. Hanu b'nei beirav, these yeshiva bochrim, the tohu mitkar dechol b'shabbos, who start at a choinit on a Friday night. Those yeshiva bochrim who make the mistake, yeah, the poskim say, why does it say hanu beirav? Why particularly yeshiva bochrim? The halach is the same for anybody. So the Madani Yontov says, probably because the yeshiva bochrim are thinking about that chatzos, they've got their mind on that halacha, they've got their mind on a kasha, a shvero toisvus, or something like that. And but they're in the middle of learning, that's why they don't concentrate on the tefillah, therefore they're more likely than average to make this mistake. But halacha is exactly the same. Somebody who makes a mistake, umitzker d'chol b'shabbos, and he starts at a choinin on Shabbos, ma'o sheyigmaru, what's the halacha? V'or malon, and he said, goimrin kolois ha'brocha, you have to finish the brocha. So what's the difference between the two cases? In the case of the person who davened once and he's davening a second Shmoneh Esra, you say, you realize you're saying the wrong thing, stop now. Now wherever you are, in the middle of a brocha, in the middle of a word even, stop. Masha Enkein, if he's on Shabbos and he realizes he's saying the weekday Shmoneh Esra, then he has to finish the brocha. Said to Mor Hochi Ashta, Hosom Gavra Bachi Yubahu. The guy has already davened Shmoneh Esra for the Mincha during the week. Yeah, it could be any time. The person has already davened once. He's no longer a Bachiyuba to daven Shmoneh Esra. This Shmoneh Esra has no effect whatsoever. So therefore he stops in the middle. Masha Einkein, a person who is davening a weekday Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos, is a Bachiyuba. And we're going to examine that in a moment. In fact, we'll do it right now. Gavra Bachiyuba who? Says the Mishnah Berurah, and really the explanation, I'll give you the lashon on the Mishnah Berurah, but the explanation is very simple. The Mishnah Berurah says that those things that we daven for in Shmoneh Esra, from Ata Choinein till Shemiyah Tefillah and beyond, those things that we daven, we need 24/7 from the Rabbeinu Shalom every minute of the day. We need Siyata Dishmaya, every day in our lives we need Parnosa, every day in our lives we need Refuah, we need Geula, we need Das, all the things that we need on Shabbos as well, and on the Yontov as well, not just during the weekdays. Novos. So therefore, really, by rights, we should be davening the Shmoneh Esra 3 times a day, 7 days a week, 352 days a year. But, he says, Avarak mishum kavoid Shabbos loy atruchu rabbonon. Because of the kavoid Shabbos, the Chachomim said, Nishtazal langa Shmoneh Esra, I'll make it easier for you. So therefore, he says that's Pshat, the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's how everybody understands Pshat in the Gemara, that these Yeshiva Bochrim who made the mistake, and they started, or anybody who makes a mistake, and he starts a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, he has to continue with that weekday Shemoneh Esrei, because really that weekday Shemoneh Esrei is a Shabbos Dikah Shemoneh Esrei. I need Das on Shabbos as well. If I start out to Choinen Lodom Das and I say Baruch Ato Hashem Choinen Ados, that's also good for Shabbos as well. I need it on Shabbos. Chazal let me off and they made it lighter, they made it easier for me on Shabbos, which we'll examine in a moment, in a minute the reason why. But that doesn't mean that it's an inappropriate tefillah. The Balt has started an appropriate tefillah, which can apply for Shabbos, therefore finish that brocha. I can finish Choinen Ados on Shabbos, and then I'll go to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. That's the halacha, and it's quite clear that's the Mishnah Berurah, that's the understanding in the Gemara. Now, Rabbanon Loi Atrechuhu, the fact that the Chachomim were not Matshriachas to daven Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, is clearly not a fact. The factor here is not a question of time. Because they gave us a long Kabbalah Shabbos, they gave us a long Pesukah de Zimra, they gave us a long Yoytzor, they gave us a long Bichs Kriyashma, Kriyas HaTorah, and the Musaf. So Chazal were clearly not worried about us spending a lot of time davening on Shabbos. So it's not the length of the Shemoneh Esrei that's the problem. So what's Pshat Loi Atrechu Rabbonon that Chachom didn't trouble us with a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos? So the Chinuch says, Kedei Loi Lahatriach HaTzibur, and it's the only one that I could find to give me a clue, B'yoyim Simchosom. Shabbos is a happy day. Shabbos is a day when you should feel good. Shabbos is a day when you should feel comfortable. There's an inyan of Oynek Shabbos. And the very tefillah of davening for the things that we need reminds us that, Rachman al Islam, we have problems in these various fields. People have problems in Refuah, people have problems in Parnosa, Klal Yisrael have got problems that we need a Geula, we're in Golus, etc. Therefore, these things are likely to depress us on Shabbos. And if all these things are going to make us upset and depression and feel not good, it's that there's a not good feel factor on Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal said, we will leave that out on Shabbos. I know you need it, and it is appropriate, but we'll make things easier for you. We'll just have a middle brocha, which speaks about Shabbos. Therefore, the halacha is, im tor v'hischil tefillah sachoil, this is the Shulchan Aruch, l'chol ha'am, everybody agrees, if a person finished, he started davening tefillah sachoil on Shabbos, goyme oysa brocha sh'nizke boshato, u'maskel ha'Shabbos. You first finish off that weekday brocha, because it isn't a weekday brocha, it's a Shabbos brocha as well, and then you go back to the tefillah, then you change over to the tefillah shel Shabbos. So now we need to examine a few factors within these halachas. One of them is, first of all, how many words, how far do you have to have gone into Atachoinen in order to have to go back? The second question is, what happens if he said, in order to finish off the brocha, and then, to continue with the brocha. How far do you have to have started in order to say, I've started so I'll finish? Then, what if he only said the word Ato? And he was thinking Atachoinen, and it's Friday night. Could he continue Kiddushto? Or it's Shabbos afternoon, could he continue Echot? Or even, what about Musaf? Could he say Ato Tikanto? Not so bad, grammatically. And could he even say Ato Yismach Moshe? Which, grammatically, doesn't sound right, but we'll see that it's discussed. Next question is there any nafkimina, what he was thinking at the time, whether or not he was on autopilot, but he knew it was Shabbos? He knew it was Shabbos, but he just said the words Atachoinen without thinking, because that's what he says every day after Okei Lakodosh. But he knew it was Shabbos, or would there be a difference if he wasn't thinking anything, or Avada if he thought it was Chol? Then the next question is, what about Musaf? Now Musaf might be different, because Musaf during the week doesn't exist. So to start davening Musaf and to stay Atachoinen, if I start davening Shacharis and I say Atachoinen, you can say, I daven Shacharis a whole week. Shacharis is a Shemoneh Esrei dikedin. And therefore, I have to carry on davening Shacharis now. But Musaf, I never daven Shemoneh Esrei in Musaf. I never daven 18 brochas. Atachoinen is not part of the Nusach of Musaf, even in a weekday, even on a Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, is Musaf any different? That in Musaf, maybe, even if in the normal, in all the other Shemoneh Esreis, I would continue till Choinen Ados and then go back, maybe in Musaf, I should stop immediately. Then there's a question, is the first brocha of Atachoinen any different from all the rest? The next one is, how far down the line do I have to go till I go back? In other words, is it only up till Shemir Tefillah, till the end of the weekday Tefillahs, that, those bakoshas that I normally say? Or is it beyond that? Maybe I'm a Mavorach Samo Yisrael Basholayim, or you are outside. And what happens if I do Oyser Shalom? And I finished a whole weekday Shemone Esra, and we just said that the weekday Shemone Esra is also appropriate for Shabbos. Do I have to go back and daven another Shemone Esra for Shabbos?
Didn't mention Shabbos.
Well, you didn't mention Shabbos, true, but the tefillah is a tefillah. So the question is, your Adonai, we'll discuss it. And the final question is, then there comes this, the level two that we discussed, which is, will there be any difference between the Yochid and the Shliach Tzibur? So let's just run through those points very quickly, one after the other, and we'll come to Emet Hashem, a conclusion which will answer all the questions. We'll find out whether or not I did or didn't do the right thing. The Bi'ah Halacha says that when you started Hischil Shel Chol B'Shabbos, the person who wasn't thinking said Okei LaKodosh and went into Ato Choinein, he says, Hainu afilu rak teva achas bilvad. The moment he said one word. So maybe if he said ah, I don't know whether or not. But the moment he said ato, teva achas bilvad, gam ke mikra hiskil. Once he said ato, he has to finish the choinin ados. He finishes the brocha. What? 1 second. Ato echot's the next one. We're coming to that in a moment. At the moment, it's not posher. It's not posher. We're coming to it, okay? It's not so simple, which is why we're discussing it, okay? But at the moment, what the Halacha said is, the moment you've said the word Ato, you're into weekday Shemoneh Esra, and therefore you have to finish the Choinin Ados. Now the question is, what about Ato, when I could use that Ato for Ato Echot or Ato Kiddushto? Oh. So, I've got the wrong page here for some reason. No, I've got it out of order. So let me do this in order, and then that way I won't leave anything out. Yeah. The question was, I asked you a question before, Vosvet Zayin, when I was davening, if I was aware it was Shabbos. Okay? The truth is, I was aware it was Shabbos. Right? First of all, we were davening in the large base of Medrash, which we only use on Shabbos, and not in the small one that we use during the weekday. I'm wearing Shabbos clothes, and there are people in their bekishes and shtramels around me. Right? We just lined. And I know it's not a Tarnis Tibor. I know it's not a Tarnis Tibor because I can smell the herring on the Shalashidas table. Right? So therefore, I'm quite aware. There's no doubt about it. I was aware that it was Shabbos when I started saying Ato Choinein. But what? Without thinking, a person says Ato Choinein because that's what you're used to. So the question is, does that make any difference? Zokne Divri Chamudos, which is the parish on the Rosh. He says, Yochid Oime Ato Levad, a person who said Ato, and he thought it was Chol, that means if he thought today was Chol, and then even if he said only the word Ato, he cannot continue Kiddushto or Ato Echot. Because he said a Chol Dikah Ato. He started the weekday Shemoneh Esra if he thought today was Chol. He says, and therefore, Goyme Choyne Ados, Ve'enoi, he can't use, Ve'enoi Mamshich Ato Kiddushto or Ato Echot, Sharei Oma Shel Chol. He said a weekday Ato of Ato Choinein, you've got to finish the whole of Ato Choinein. It doesn't help you the fact that you were aware that, because he was not aware it was Shabbos. Says the Divrei Chamudos, but was it Zayin that he said the word Ato? The Yoda Shehu Shabbos. And he knew that it was Shabbos, but he was intending to say Ato Choinein, and he chapped himself just before the word Choinein, but he knew it was Shabbos. He says, then, Rak Shigra Delishne Hitosei, Eina Mamshich Ato Kiddushto. Oz Mamshich Ato Kiddushto Ato Echot. Then he can use the Ato, because he knew today was Shabbos. So that's the difference, according to the Divrei Chamudos. Right? He says, Ktsas Loi Mashma Kein Beramo. He says, I think the Ramo says slightly different. But, Mikol Moko Nirali Masha Kasafti, I think I'm right. That's what the Divrei Chamudos says. Where does he vary from the Ramo?
Boss? So, say it again.
I haven't seen anybody bring down a suggestion the person should say Ato Ato. I don't think so. No, maybe it's a problem. Yeah. No, basically he says, if you thought it was Chol, you can't use the Ato. If you thought it was Shabbos, even if you intended to say Choinen, you can use the Ato. The Ramah, as explained by the Be'er Heitev, actually is Choylek, and he goes even further, which is what I mentioned before. He says that if you thought it was Shabbos, and you started the word Ato, yeah? Whereas the Divrei Chamudos wanted to use it only for Maariv or only for Mincha, he says you could use it for all the four tefillahs. He says quite clearly, you can then say, so you knew it was Shabbos, you started Ato, you thought you were going to say Choinein, and then you stopped. You can say Ato Kiddushto. He says specifically, you can say Ato Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chelkoi, which I'm not sure exactly how you would translate it, how it makes sense. Not Atta with an ayin, but Atta with an aleph. Yeah, I don't know. He said, Atta tikanta Shabbos vasita komen esel, and Atta echod shimcha echod. So therefore that's the slight chilik between the Ramah and the Nevi Chamudos as to whether or not you can also say Atta Yismach Moshe and Atta Tikanta. Atta Tikanta works. Atta Yismach Moshe, one would have to understand how it works. But one thing is clear. Everybody agrees. Whether you thought it was Shabbos or whether you thought it was Chol, the moment you said the word Choinein, you're stuck with a weekday. Right, so therefore, although I was fully aware that it was Shabbos, but I said Atta Choinein Lodon Das before I got stopped or before I stopped. Before they probably started shouting at the choinein, but till I stopped. So therefore, I'd already said, if you say ato choinein, it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what's in your mind. You've said the weekday. Even Turkey Day Devil. It doesn't help you. You started your Shmoneh Esra, and therefore you have to, carry on finishing to choinein ados, and then go back as a yochid. Okay. What's the din with Musaf? In Musaf, there's a machlokas. The Rosh says, the Vibalt, yeah, the Rosh says that, as I said before, the Vibalt in weekdays, there is no 18 brochas, there's no atachonin in a weekday Musaf. Musaf doesn't have the concept of being mispal private bakoshas from atachonin to Shabbat Aleinu. Therefore, he says that if you start saying the wrong thing, you say atachonin Adam Das in Musaf, or you start atachonin in Musaf, or even ato in Musaf, that you were thinking of saying the wrong thing. Vibalt atachonin doesn't exist in Musaf, therefore poisek, you stop at the middle, wherever you are, and you go back to Kantor Shabbos. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh brings down, though, Beshem the Ravid, that the Ravid is chelik on him. And the Ravid says as follows, and it's very, very interesting. The Ravid says that actually, in Musaf, Chazal also ought to have been mesaken Yud Ches Brochas. Chazal were mesaken Shachris Geneget Tomen Shel Shacha, and they made us say 18 brochas. They were Masakin Mincha Kedeged the Tomash Shabbein Rabbaim, and they gave us 18 brochas to say. So why not, when they are Masakin Musaf Kedeged the Korva Musaf, why not say Atachainin? Why not? And in fact, the Mordechai brings down that the Nusach was Kein Hoyo Oimrim B'Shabbos B'Musaf, that there was a Nusach at the time of saying in Shabbos Musaf Atachonin and the whole of Til Shabbat Filo, and then mentioning only the Korbonus Musaf in addition, yeah. And then the Ravid brings it down, and he says that B'Shabbos lo yatrachu, but because of Shabbos they decided not to do that, and therefore on Shabbos you don't. But the Ravid brings down the minhag was that on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh that they used to take say Atachonin Til Shema Koleinu in Musaf. That was the minik, and then they added in a nusach of Yerotzai Shadas Tzvidim Kilchosom, Yetzerim Tzvidim Sidrom and Musafim Kilchosom. There was a short nusach that they added in order to mention the musaf, but the nusach of Atachonin Til Shema Koleinu was appropriate to musaf on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh, and according to the Mordechai, even on Shabbos. Says the Ravid, in that case, Atachonin is okay as well on Musaf. And therefore, if you were to, if on Shabbos, you were to start Atachonin Adam Das in Musaf, the Rosh would say stop straight away, and the Ravid would say no, carry on, because Atachonin is a perfectly good Musaf Nusach as well. That's what he says. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Ravid, that Goyim HaBech Sachol, that you would finish Atachonin till Choinin Ados. The Mishnah Berurah says like the Rosh, yeah, that you stop be'emtza, and he says vibaltit z'machlokes rishonim. Therefore, you taka should stop be'emtza. Therefore, the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that if somebody starts ato, if he starts ato choinen l'odom, if he starts, let's say ato choinen on tikanta Shabbos on Musaf, then you do not carry on ato choinen l'odom das till choinen ados. You would go stop straight away and go back to tikanta Shabbos. Whether choinen ados is different from any of the others, the Rosh brings down B'Shem Reboshem Ilunil, who's an early Rosh Rishon. The Dafke he says this whole halacha of going of finishing off the brocha only applies to Choinen Ados. Once you've got beyond Choinen Ados, poisek straight away. And the Rosh says, I don't understand that at all. It makes no sense to me. Why should there be a difference between Atta Choinen? The Gemara doesn't make any difference. The Gemara speaks about Hanei Be'Rav, who make a mistake and they realize in the middle of the brocha that they should finish the brocha. It doesn't make a difference which brocha they're in. So therefore, the Rosh says, I don't understand the chilik between, according to Rabbi Shmuel O'Neill, why he should make a difference between Atachoinen and all the other brachas. I mean, one could say a svara, that it could be that das is what I need. Why do we say Avdolo in Choinen Ados? Why do we add Atachoinen and Tonen Choinen Ados? Because it says, Imein das, Avdolo Menayin. So therefore, Dudi, you just mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. So therefore, it could be that Das is the prerequisite for all Shmoneh Esrei, so to speak. It's almost that the Das is there in order that I can continue to daven. That would be a simple way of explaining the Rabbi Shmuel O'Neill why Atachoinen should be different. But clearly, the Rosh must have thought of that as well. Yeah, the Rosh could also think it's simple svara, and the Rosh must have thought of that probably and rejected it. So therefore he says that not, and therefore the halacha would be that the halacha is that we go back in Atachoinen all the way. That means if we say Atachoinen on Shabbos, and if we go to any of the other brachas, we also go back. That means we finish the bracha to the end, and then go back. Now, how far into the Shmoneh Esrei do we go? We've got 4 minutes to go. The halacha is quite simple. There's a Tosfos in brachas, which I haven't got time to explain, but basically it works very simply. If you remember that you're davening weekday Shmoneh Esrei, any time along while you're in the Shmoneh Esrei, till Shemeah Tefillah, beyond Shemeah Tefillah, past Hamvorech Zamo Yisrael Basholom, into Elokai Nitzor, past the first Yiyul Haratzon, into Elokai Nitzor, till the end of Yiyul Haratzon, when you're about to do Oseh Shalom, if you remember any time up to that point, then you go back and start the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. You finish whichever bracha you're in the middle of, and you go back and start the thing off. If you remember in the middle of Sim Shalom, that you've just davened the whole weekday Shmoneh Esrei, then you finish Hamavorech Samo Yisrael Basholom, and then go back to Atah Kedashto, to Atah Echod, to come to Shabbos. But if you've said Yiyul Haratzon Imrefi, Vegoli Bilofonecha, Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali, that is called in Halacha Oka Raglov. And once you've been Oikar Raglov, it's as if you've done an entire weekday Shmoneh Esrei, and you didn't mention Shabbos in it, and Bibalt, you didn't mention Shabbos in it, you would have to daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei again. But at any point up to Yiyul Haratzon, you just go back to, you finish off the bracha that you're in the middle of, and go back to Ato Kidashto, or Ato Kanto Shabbos, or Yisroch Moshe, wherever it is. The final question that we wanted to discuss in the 2 minutes we've got available is, all this that we discussed till now is to do with the Yochid. Is the Shliach Tzibur any different? The Shliach Tzibur started Atachoinen L'Adam Das. Would the halacha be different from him? It's clear that a Yochid would finish Baruch Ato Hashem Choinen Ados and then go back to Ato Echot. The question is, what about the Shliach Tzibur? So there, the Ketzos HaShulchan brings down a beautiful raya from a Prisha, which again we don't have time to discuss. But what basically the Ketzos HaShulchan and the Eish L'Avraham say like this. They say that in Chazal, in the Shas in Poskim, the Gemara that we had, and the Shulchan Aruch that we discussed, there's no mention of a difference between the Yochid and the Tzibur. And therefore they say there should be no difference between the Yochid and the Tzibur, and the Tzibur, even if a person is making that mistake and is a Shliach Tzibur, he should finish the Choinen Ados and then go back to Ato Kidashto, or wherever it is that he was, not Ato Kidashto, that wouldn't be Chazor Shatz, but the Shliach Tzibur should go back to Ato Echod, or Yisroch Moshe, to Kanto Shabbos, whatever it is, but he finishes the Choinen Ados, because we don't find what's called, the preacher actually has a raya, a positive raya, why you should do that, finish off the Brocha, and then go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Gedolei Achronim argue with that. What? No, go back to the beginning of the Nusach of Shabbos. Go back to Okel HaKodosh, yeah, and then start the Nusach of Shabbos. Go to Shabbos, okay. Go to Shabbos, right? Finish off the weekday bracha that you're saying, and then start the Nusach of Shabbos. Right? The Gedolei Achronim, the Kaf HaChaim says, the Gedolei Achronim say, no, a Shliach Tzibur is different. A Shliach Tzibur stops where he is and carries on and then continues with the thing. The Kaf HaChaim says, Ad Kedei Kach, the Kaf HaChaim is so machmir in that he says that even if the Shliach Tzibur hadn't done the Quiet Shmoneh Esrei beforehand, and he was relying on this particular Chazoras HaShatz to be his tefillah's Yochid, if you like, nevertheless, because he's a Shliach Tzibur, he stops in the middle. The famous reason for that is, the Shoel HaBeishiv says the reason is, because for davening a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, you're not the Shliach Tzibur. The Tzibur sent you in order to daven a Shabbos Dikur Shmoneh Esrei. The Tzibur, so to speak, can shout at you and say, you're not my Shliach Tzibur if you're going to daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. I didn't make you a Shliach Tzibur on Shabbos afternoon to say Chayin Ados. And therefore, legabe that, you're not a Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, you should stop in the middle and go right back. The Piskei Tshuva says that Misvora, it's an Avshe Milsa. It's embarrassing for a Tzibur that the Shliach Tzibur should continue saying the Nusach of Shabbos in front of the whole Tzibur while everybody has to listen and answer Omein. And therefore he says, Misvora, therefore, he says the same thing, that you should stop in the middle, Opoisek, and stop in the middle. So you've got the two sides. You've got those who say that there's no difference between the Shliach Tzibur and the Yochid, and there are many who say that a Shliach Tzibur should stop in the middle because it's embarrassing, and because maybe Lugabe that is not a Shliach Tzibur. So I mentioned at the beginning the Shloh that said that somebody who makes such a mistake is a Siman Ra'aloi. So therefore, I hope that Baruch Hashem, by the fact that we've discussed it and we've stimulated discussion and done research and given a show on the subject, that we'll have changed the Siman Ra into a Siman Tov. Yelon Alachol Yisrael Amen.